of Hilchas Beis HaBechira. We were in the north, and in the north, the chambers, just like in the south, there were three chambers. There are three chambers in the north as well. We learned about the Chamber of Hewn Stone, Lishkas HaGozes, which was the seat of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish High Court. Now, in the same complex, there were two other chambers. And the Rambam goes on to tell us that the name of one was Lishkas HaGula. Why is it called the office or chamber of the Gula? So the Tesis Yom Tov suggests that there was a large drum, a very large bowl. And there seemed to have been an active cistern that was probably fed by an underground spring. And in this chamber was a source of water. Any waters that were needed, as our sages tell us, in the Azara came from this area. So this was the water chamber, really, known as Lishkas HaGula, because of the unique way they used to drum out or bowl out the water from the ground. And now, behind these two, this was kind of the corner, so now we'll go back over here. They went the mic. We have a strange representation of it, but in many pictures it's drawn with two smaller chambers, and then a long chamber called Lishkas HaGozes here, and then two smaller chambers. This would be the final corner chamber. This was something called Lishkas HaEitz, the chamber of the wood. Vehi hoisa Lishkas Kohen Gadol. This served as the chamber of the high priest. It is also known by the euphemism as Lishkas Parhedrin, sometimes called Palhedrin. Gag Shloshtan Shava. All of these, the whole complex here, had an equal roof. So this is the Ezra Yisrael. Unlike the way it's drawn here, according to the Rambam, it seems that everything was in the Ezra Yisrael area. And in the Ezra Yisrael, under the same roof, quite literally, under a single complex, we had these three chambers. Now, in addition to these three, which were called Chamber of Hewn Stone, the Seat of the High Court, the Chamber of Wood, where the Kohen Gadol was. And I don't know why it's called the Chamber of Wood. The Rambam doesn't elaborate. Why the other was called Lishkas HaGula, why not Lishkas HaMayim? I don't know, but Teis Yanto says it was a large bowl or drum there. And in addition to these three, which were in the north, there was two other chambers, and they were on either side of the Sha'ar HaMizrahi. Sha'ar HaMizrahi is this very important gateway over here. And you can see they've drawn two chambers here. Here in this model, you'd see it a little more prominently. Now, the model looks very small, but it's like standing in the middle of buildings downtown. When you look at an aerial view, it seems very small. It's not very small at all, actually. But this was called the Eastern Gate, also known as Sha'ar Nikonar, as we talked about in the past. And so when you went through this gate, there was a chamber on either side. And these two chambers, which were in Ezra Yisrael, Echad Mi'imin, one on the right side of the Sha'ar HaMizrach of the Eastern Gate, that was called Lishkas Pinchas HaMalbish, the chambers of Pinchas the tailor. And it seems that Pinchas the tailor was the one who made clothing for the Kohen Gadol. This was the original Lord and Tailor. The Echad Mismoyle, one was on the left of your entrance, which would be on the northern side, Vahu Lishkas Oisei Chavitin. That was where they made prepared fried dough. Now, interestingly, in modern Hebrew, a fried egg is called a chavit. And that comes from the biblical description, also elaborated in the Mishnah, of the Kohen Gadol, who had these special pancakes. In fact, 12 pancakes. And half of these were offered as an offering in the morning and half in an offering in the evening. This was unique to the Kohen Gadol and was a special chamber in which these supplies were kept and which this was created or prepared for the Kohen Gadol. So that gives you the entire courtyard complex. Courtyard, Israelite courtyard. We have no less than 8 chambers or 8 small buildings. And we have learned about the north, learned about the south. The Rambam finishes off the 5th chapter by telling us, "V'zohi tzuras kol halashokas va'azora kula l'fime d'yaseh." Here's a picture of all these rooms and their various measurements. Now, here is a picture. The Rambam actually drew a picture. So when he says "V'zohi lishkas," he says he actually drew this picture. So this fellow kind of recreated the picture on a computer. It's a little cleaner, a little more interesting now. I don't want to direct your attention to the Rambam has a very unique approach to what the Heichal looked like. We're going to get to that Srat Hashem later, but we were here. Here, this is called Ezrat Yisrael. This is the Eastern Gate. This is Ezrat Yisrael. And here we can see the Southern offices. I'm not sure if our viewers can see this. And here we can see the Northern offices. And here we can see the Lord and Tailor and the office of the Chavit, the kitchen, the Kohen Gadol special kitchen. And these were the buildings that populated Ezrat Yisrael. Ezrat Yisrael, of course, was the area that regular, ordinary Jewish people were allowed to be in during the time when the korbanot were offered. So the Ezrat Yisrael was a very long rectangle, and we're going to find out the measurements, Bezrat Hashem, next week. We're going to continue to go through this. They would stand in that area. Several steps up would be the kohanim. It's called the standing. That was called the duchan. The kohanim would actually stand there when they would bless the people with birchat kohanim on a daily basis. And they would be able to look up. They could see the killing of the animals, the shechita. They were able to see on their left side, on the north, they could see the altar and the korbanot that were being brought there. And of course, they had a direct view of the facade of the heichal, the actual temple building, which we will, Bezrat Hashem, talk about in the days ahead. And that concludes chapter 5 of Hilchos Beis HaBechira.
Where was the Chamber of Knives?